Good evening, and this is Getting It Podcast, episode 4, with our guest, the founder of Bikeando, Santiago Conchola. What's up, Santiago?
What up?
What's up, brother?
Excited to be here.
Thanks for coming. Thanks for showing up.
Something I was kind of looking up to. Looking forward to.
Nice.
Looking forward to it for sure.
Yeah, man.
A little nervous.
You're excited, right. Though.
I'm excited. Good nerves.
Yo, really quick, but before getting to Santiago, you already know about this, but real quick, episode 3. This was with Robles, skydiving experience. It was awesome, bro. So, really quick, we shot like 36 minutes of it, and Robles did an awesome job. Technical difficulties. Dude, we had... I spent the whole day yesterday trying to find that file, bro.
Yeah.
I was digging in, I was trying to come up with some sound. The only thing I could come up with is a stupid-ass tune, bro. So...
that sucks, but...
Yeah.
Well, we talked a little bit off the air. Yeah. He's excited to be back. So,
Hell yeah.
Make it that much better.
Absolutely.
Better around the second time.
So, shout out to Robles. Well, we're going to circle back to episode 3.
Yeah.
Skydiving. Because he had some really good info on where to go.
Right.
How much it was.
And not his that whole experience. Not that I care for fucking skydiving. Yeah. I wouldn't do that shit, but. Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah.
All your first, second episodes are fire.
Yeah, thanks, bro.
Third, I'm sure.
We're just getting started.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
And then here I am now, fucking episode 4.
Absolutely. Episode 4, Bikeando.
That's right.
All right, baby. So really quick, Bikeando, where did it come from? How'd you come up with
that? It was just fucking shooting the shit. Yeah. It's like troqueando, but better, you know? But I don't think it was an accident. It's just, you know, a made up word. And the more I used it, the more I heard it.
So
the more I told my, Bikeando, let's do it, so whatever, let's roll.
Santiago is the founder of Bikeando. What it is a bicyclist aficionado.
Hobby. Straight
it's
up
a hobby. Him and like another 100,000 people travel
worldwide.
It seems
bro.
Like you have a route through it's California.
Like it's like
you
COVID.
Start in Coachella, and you end up in Santa Barbara somewhere.
It's been going on before like COVID and shit, but it just seems like COVID. You know, people had nothing to do, and fucking bikes are the shit, and they just everything blew up.
Yeah.
But I've been riding myself for you never forget how to ride a bike, but I started riding again like 2-3 years ago. Yeah. And then Bikeando came along maybe around the same time, the term actually. And then now it's registered as a business, and I do my own shit. And
yeah, bro.
I got it all fucking trademark registered, and life is good.
Yeah, you got to give me one of those stickers, bro.
Yeah.
You got stickers?
So all the merch is.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
You're gonna say it's on sale.
Yeah, no. Yeah, it is, but not for the homies.
That's not the reason I'm homies. On the podcast.
Yeah, no. But no. But with all the COVID.
Yeah.
Since I started doing hats and trying making shirts and shit like that, all the merch coming from China, everything's backed up. Fucking people went waiting for bikes from China fucking for a minute now.
Yeah.
But most of the shit I build is all the bikes I build.
Yeah.
It's mostly all American made.
Nice.
So
thank
that
you.
Hasn't been an issue, but supply and demand's
been
that's on the little heavy side, but it's all good.
Yeah, man, dude, work. I see. So, I also follow Bikeando, and you guys have to also follow him on Instagram.
Yeah, it's at Bikeando, BAIKIANDO.
Yeah,
some other fucking Bikeando. Bro, not the original. Yeah,
I see the posts you make, and honestly, bro, I couldn't think of a better hobby, to be honest. Now, with you. It's I mean, you're doing exercise, yeah. Creating,
spending, you know, money.
Network. Are you? Is it expensive? Really?
It's expensive.
No way.
It's expensive. You have to have. I mean,
I see one of your posts actually. One of the bikes you're selling is crazy. It's like, I think you were selling it, or someone was selling. I'm not sure if it was you or okay. 3,000.
Yeah,
they go that expensive. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, I'm gonna have to. He's not gonna want me to hanging with them. No, because I get mine at Walmart, bro.
Yeah, Walmart bikes. I mean, as long as you come out and ride.
Yeah.
So Bikeando is not a cruise. More my thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Bike building.
That's your own brand.
It's a brand, a merch. Right. That's what I intend. But yeah, I have a whopping like 700 followers on Instagram.
No, I mean, it's good.
But
I
it's,
mean,
you yeah. know, it is yeah, a dude. Start.
Yeah, absolutely. I got like three.
Before I forget, fucking shout out to the Blockheads.
Blockheads, shout out.
Indio, California. That's who I started riding with.
Yeah.
And then because of my compadre and other people that, you know.
Yeah. So they're the ones that got you into it?
Yeah. So okay. Shout out to them.
You know where you guys don't know, this, my office is right in dead center of Indio. And sometimes I'm driving through the streets and I see some of your peeps.
Yeah.
Some of your people. Yeah. They're just like randomly cruising the streets.
Tuesday, Thursdays, and Sunday mornings.
Oh, okay. So you just have a set day.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it's not people riding bikes, it's like low riders cruising through the streets. Out here. It's like
everyone has like don't confuse us with the tweakers and shit. Jalando carretas y cuanta
madre. There's a bunch of homeless people around here.
Yeah, bikes are the shit, man.
Dude, yeah, hell yeah, bro. Yeah. That and then
you said it's a good hobby.
And it's healthy. It's like really nice bikes too. It's like,
expensive. Yeah. Check colorful bikes. Builds and shit.
Yeah. Oh, so you build these bikes?
Yeah, most of them. Oh, wow. And if I don't, excuse me. Yeah. If I don't build them, they come built, and then I just modify them.
Okay.
Add parts, aftermarket parts.
Yeah.
Color change.
Rocket blasters.
Fucking what's that called? Flux capacitors and shit.
No, you guys, I've seen you. You get pretty creative with your bikes for sure. Yeah. Tell us, what was the last trip you took to, or what is it called? What's the right terminology?
They're called rideouts.
Right. Okay. So what was the last rideout you made?
Right out of Vegas, bro.
No, that's a perfect segue.
Seven shit, shout out. Epic ride.
That's a perfect segue into what I wanted to ask you about. I seen it. It was on one of
it's all over the news.
Yeah,
it's absolutely. All over the news in Vegas.
I think it was the news. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like thousands of bikes.
Yeah, the news says like over 2,000. Yeah. I think it was close. Well, yeah, over 2,000, but it was closer to like 3,000.
Bro, it was a lot of people. So
four
bro.
Lanes
awesome.
Down the strip in Vegas.
So they had to close the whole Las Vegas strip down. Is that what happened?
So Friday, I didn't make it.
Yeah.
There was like a pre-ride out.
Yeah.
And I heard that
you just didn't get the memo.
Nah, I just fucking was too busy driving, fucking traffic. Yeah. That guy they shot in Whitewater. So they it was like, you know, it happened. Yeah. Fucking traffic backed up. Caught traffic. Didn't make it, you know, long story short, didn't make it Friday.
Yeah.
But I heard cops gave him a lot of shit. So then Saturday got postponed to a different time. Yeah. Just so they could, I don't know, just fucking, the cops wouldn't fuck with us, but they still did. They closed down the park where we met.
Yeah. Listen, bro, as long as you made it, I mean.
Saturday was the actual fucking.
Okay, the whole get. So how does that work? Like, you guys all get text messages? Like,
you plan it.
Yeah.
Usually a crew plans it, whatever.
Because you guys, like I said, so you do you have like multiple like groups like in different cities?
It's usually just Instagram. Oh, so somebody plans it. The group, you know, is throwing a ride out.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's a real lifestyle you guys live. Yeah, yeah. Because I know you. It's not just like you once meet, in a couple a months. Lot. You do it every, what is it, like every week? Every weekend?
Like the big ride outs, at least like once a month. There's always a different cruise. San Diego.
Yeah.
You know, LA area has a, like 4130 rides.
Yeah.
You know, we have, like I said, we ride Blockheads ride Tuesday, Thursday,
so Sunday Blockheads, is this like a different brand from yours?
That's actual like crew. Like,
oh, that's bike, the real. Yeah. That's the real. Yeah, crew.
That's a that's a real OG.
Yeah.
44 Blockheads.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Cool. From, you know, back in the day, Hammer, Abraham Lopez, shout out.
Oh, so they've been riding a minute.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So,
and
you remember that show, Robin Big?
Yeah.
Yeah, remember that shit? So back in like 2009, when that was going on, SC Bikes built like these 29-inch BMX style cruisers.
Right.
And that's kind of like pretty much it where just it all went started.
It just went on from there for sure.
Yeah. So yeah, for the big guys.
Yeah.
For Big and you know, rest in peace, homie.
Yeah. Are you're talking about Big from
Robin Big, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
That's kind of how it all started. Like I said, I got into it maybe like 3 years ago, and then riding, and after that, that's like,
bro. So you're riding with like thousands of people, or hundreds of people,
right
down Las Vegas Boulevard. What's that like? Like, what's that feeling? Like, you scared someone's gonna trip you? Someone's gonna throw.
Yeah.
You're gonna fall, and then everybody's just gonna run over your bike.
Yeah, you're out there, you're running the risk. I mean, not just other riders on your side.
Yeah.
You got kids, you know, putting that wheel up and wheeling and shit like that.
And everybody's invited, right? I mean, it's not just like older people. It's like kids, women.
You know, I'm 30 fucking riding a bike like if I was a fucking teenager.
Yeah.
Shit, but
you try to pop a wheelie, but sometimes it doesn't go tires. As you plan.
Yeah. Nah, more of cruising, just
chilling.
I love building bikes.
Yeah, that's more your thing. You're more into custom making bikes.
Yeah.
So if anybody has a bike they want to work, Santiago to work on, hit him up. He has Instagram.
Instagram.
Yeah. So Bikeando, they can hit you up on your personal Instagram account.
Yep.
Where can they find you for that?
Yeah. On Instagram, I have Facebook. I'm not too fan of Facebook.
Not too mostly, much Facebook, yeah.
Mostly IG.
Yeah,
hit me up. Follow me.
Yeah. So you build custom builds.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should check out his pictures. I've seen them. Very creative, beautiful bikes. I mean, different colors, big wheels.
Yeah. So I hooked up with my bro, Jaime Santiago from Ohio.
Okay.
He's been in the bike, you know, in the bike life.
The bike scene.
Bike scene a little bit longer.
Yeah.
And we kind of linked up. SNS BMX. Shout out, también.
What is that? What is that?
SMX. BMX.
I know what BMX is, but what's SMX?
SNS, that's
my homie.
SNS. Okay. Yeah.
That's his
logo brand.
This is his brand.
Yeah. So we linked up.
Yeah.
You know, I never met him in person. It's all been all through phone and, you know, IG.
Man, that's cool. You guys have like that camaraderie between you guys. Like you guys know what you could do.
Right.
You know, you guys have love for each other, for sure.
We like the first, I don't remember what the first bike was that we built together, like in collaboration, the collab. Right. But, you know, it hasn't been just one. We got this lady with deep pockets out of fucking Florida. She wanted a beach cruiser.
Nice.
And we went all out on that one. So
did you
build it? I built it here. Yeah, I built it here. Shipped it to a bike shop close to her house. And then they built it, sent me pictures just to make sure it was all built to like how I wanted it.
Yeah.
And then she went, and it was actually
that's a how you wanted it.
How I wanted it. Yeah. For her.
Right.
Yeah, for her. And it was actually a present from uh, from her husband.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sick bill.
Yeah,
Tiffany Blue,
powder from Florida.
Cali all the way to Florida.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So you're getting requests for these bike builds all the way from across the country.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
Yeah. Worldwide. Cool, Mr. Worldwide. Yeah.
Hey, if somebody wanted to join you guys' ride-alongs, how would they get involved?
Just get a bike.
Just get a bike and then just start cruising with you. Do you need a helmet? Yeah. Do you guys wear helmets?
I don't.
Yeah.
You know what? My wife made me get a helmet.
Yeah.
So towards it was around the fair, 2019 and shit.
Right.
I ate shit. I cracked my head open, but alcohol was involved and shit. I'm not wearing a helmet.
Yeah.
Busted my glasses. Oh. It was bad, bro.
Yeah.
And then my wife's like, let's go take pictures at the fair. I'm like, okay. Chuputazote. Yeah, fuck. That was crazy. And that day I fell twice. Yeah. So I was like hungover. It was a Sunday morning ride. Hungover. Last day of the fair. And I ate shit once, and kept riding, and then ate shit twice. And then I cracked my head open.
Perfect portrait. You can still see the
scar. Yeah. Check it out. Yeah.
So if I go to your house, is that one of the portraits that's on your wall?
Yeah, it should be. It should be, yeah. But fuck. And you're out there. You're running the risk. You try to stay safe.
To the right. You're saying it's a little dangerous. So people have to be careful and watch their backs too.
You hear it all the time. Yeah. Just here in the valley, cyclists fucking.
Right. They get ran over by the cars. Someone just died.
Not long ago.
Yeah. Not long ago.
48. Between 48 Monroe and Jefferson.
So what is one of the things that you do to avoid running that risk?
You just have to be mucha,
Do you have one of those cautious little mirrors for the bikes? A rear mirror.
The cheesiest thing I have on one of my bikes is a little bell, but the only reason
cheesiest, bro.
Yeah,
I can bet you.
Yeah. No. You run the risk. You're out there. You have cars. You have other bikes. You have the fucking little spot where the asphalt meets the
You have to. So you have to kind of.
You know
configure,
what I'm talking about?
Yeah, though? You have to configure where you're riding along because the streets aren't all made the same. They're not all equal.
That little lip is that shit that caught
you,
me.
You know a lot about these streets for sure.
Yeah.
These homeless don't know shit, bro.
Yeah,
you're the one that knows about.
No, I mean. I mean, I'm sure they fall too, but that little spot, the little crack where the asphalt meets the
pavement.
Not the pavement, but the cement, like on the
right,
the gutter on the. Okay, on the,
you have to be real
sidewalk.
Careful with that. Yeah,
yeah, that shit will fuck you like bad. Oh. I know it caught me.
Yeah,
it caught me. So,
yeah, was that the time that you fell and took pictures at the fair?
Yeah. I'll post that fucking picture.
Yeah, you should post that shit. Sure.
And then my wife wanted to take me to the hospital. Like, fuck, I'm good. Yeah. You know, fucking what's that shit called? New skin. It's like crazy glue.
Neosporin.
It smells like fucking nail polish, and it stings like a motherfucker. And you just fucking glued my fucking skin back up.
Yeah.
Myself.
Nice, bro. Nice.
So, I'm a jack of all trades,
everything,
master of none.
You have to.
Yeah.
So your family, you have one for your wife. You have a bike for your wife.
I have a custom-built bike.
You built it.
Yeah, custom-built bike. It's a lavender.
Yeah.
It's her purple surfer color.
What color is your bike?
I have like 10 bikes, bro.
What's your favorite bike?
My favorite bike right now that I've been riding, it's called the SC Big Style.
Uh-huh.
It's like a cruiser with BMX parts.
Right.
BMX style.
So it's like a big bike, but it's a BMX.
It's like a beach cruiser. Oh. It rides so nice, bro. Like so smooth. It's nothing but stock. The only thing I'm using original from the bike is the frame.
But
that's usually how it goes, and that's how it gets expensive with all the aftermarket parts.
It's all the right. It's all the aftermarket parts that make it expensive. So you want to add custom handlebars or wheels or even
and it
the
all
chain,
depends how limited. También, like you know, you have some bikes that are, you know, there's only like 15 out there. Yeah. I have one.
So you're saying if you're poor, don't ride bikes.
Ride a bike, but just don't expect
don't
it to
hang
be
out
as
with
smooth and shit. Yeah. Don't floss if you fucking have a Walmart bike.
Oh, dude.
Nah, it's all good. You can ride anything. Absolutely. We don't judge. Low key, we don't. But I mean, we might talk shit, but don't get butt hurt about it. Yeah. What else? It gets expensive, but this little business I got going on, my little hustle. I know George talked about side hustles and shit.
He did, yeah. So shout out to the boy George and George.
George, that's right. I haven't seen him in a minute, but shout out. It's funded like my own. It's like I'm using the money within, like, I don't know. It's just,
yeah.
I see it as a hobby. I like what I do.
It's fun, bro. It's an awesome it's cool. It keeps you, it keeps you busy. Keeps you
I know
fun.
My wife hates me.
She doesn't like
the fact that I'm always in the garage working on bikes.
But why don't you work on it in the kitchen?
I don't. No, I do. Living room, I'll build wheels like from scratch. I'll lace them up.
Okay.
And, you know, so it's not that dirty. So I'll go in the living room and lace them, watch TV with the
water. What does that mean? Lace it.
You lace the spokes. So you have the hub, you have the spokes, you have the nipples. And
I don't
you have
know
the
anything
hoop.
About any of that. Yeah,
I didn't know about this shit before, but you know, growing up, I never had a new bike.
Yeah.
They're all hand me down.
If I had a little violin, I'd play right now.
Simone. Yeah, heartbroken and shit. But you know, my nana bought me a bike from Goodwill or from one of the secondhand stores.
Yeah.
It was a GT.
Oh, nice. Those are the best, bro. Secondhand store bikes are the best.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I always wanted a new one, but
no, I mean, they're broken into. I mean,
broken, literally.
Someone broke into somewhere to get it.
Yeah, and they fucking donated it. Cabrones. But you never think about it till you get, like, you know. Now how I see it.
Yeah, you appreciate, you're saying you appreciate
still
where you're at right now.
I still enjoy a bike ride. Yeah. Like, you know, if I was like a teenager.
I haven't ridden a bike in many years, bro. Like, minute. But like, it looks fun just seeing you guys.
Yeah.
The wind blowing in your faces. You're with all your buddies.
Yeah,
you know, you're
having a good time.
You know, you're having a great time. Drinking your wife's there. Your son.
No, that's how, like I was saying, my wife, she's always complaining, like, oh, you don't spend time with me and you don't spend time with your son. And I don't know. It's one of those things, like, I try to, but she doesn't see it. But shout out to my wife. Babe, I love you.
Shout out. What's she doing right now?
She's probably home watching novellas or something. Yeah. But with my son. Yeah, but
that's cool, dude.
He has a bike. He has like two bikes.
He has like a little bike right now.
He has like two bikes already.
Oh, it's two custom parts from your bikes.
Not the custom, but I mean, they're nice bikes. Kid is spoiled, But so back my wife's bike, custom powder coat, nothing too fancy. So, she's not like that. Yeah. I built it to like what I thought she would like, and she loved it.
How long? So that's awesome, bro. How long do you would you be doing this 5 years from now, do you think?
I see myself riding at least till like I'm fucking 50, at least. Till my fucking knees don't hurt.
Till the bike pedals fall off.
Yeah. You pedal to the metal and shit. Yeah. I mean, that's what I see it. That's how I see it. I don't know how far, like, there's old peeps out there.
Yeah.
That, you know, and good in their like 50s, 60s, and they're still fucking getting it.
Hell yeah, bro.
They're still getting it, and that's cool. So it's like I said, it's one way to stay healthy.
Yeah,
I know my dad still rides.
Does he?
Yeah, I helped them, you know, a little bit, fix up his bike, but he had an old bike, fixed it up. So he'll ride like from his house to my house and stuff like that. And he's like in his 60s, 63, viejón. Shout out to my dad también.
That's awesome, bro. That's good stuff. Yeah. Good stuff. And I see you, and everyone just seems to be having a great time. And
yeah.
I mean,
even if you fall, you fucking get back up. And when that, like, going back to that day I fell, like, I tried riding,
right?
But I stopped the bleeding. And then when I started riding again, it started bleeding again because my, you know, your heart's pumping. I saw somebody's like, you know what? I'm just going to jump in the truck and fucking take you back, whatever. But it's all good.
It's all good. I mean, it's part of the sport.
No pasa nada.
And you have pictures of this, what happened to you. So after this podcast, you can post it on your page and people can see.
I still have my, I think I was wearing some Ray-Bans, and it looks like straight out someone like shot me in the eye, glass shattered, the lens.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's what a memory, good memory.
Good memories, memories, it's good nothing time. But good times. That's all it is. Just good times.
That's how it is. That's how it always is.
That's awesome.
Trying to make
bro.
The best out of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that's awesome. Wow. That's good info. So, again, if people want to shout out to Santiago, just hit him up on Instagram.
Get a bike first. Yeah,
before you talk. Before you talk, you know,
come at me with something. Yeah. Like, I got this old bike. Something. Wait, like la dieron, me la robé. Something like, come at me. Or like, you know, you do come at me if you want to fucking. If you got some deep pockets,
there you go.
There you go. If I can want to buy something nice.
So you are selling some though.
Yeah, everything's for sale at the right price.
Yeah. But that's not what you got in this podcast, right?
No, that ventas de bicicletas.
Yo, hit up Santiago in any of his Instagram accounts.
Yeah, follow me.
Where can they follow you?
IG at Baikiando, BAIKIANDO. Follow Blockheads here if you're local, and if you're not local,
they're local. Blockheads are
Indio,
local.
Indio.
Okay.
So if you're not local, San Diego has crews. LA area has crews.
Yeah.
Shout out to the BMX Beaners in like San Bernardino.
Okay. Cool.
Boy Esteban. Anything's possible.
Yeah.
You just need to look.
You just have to
and get a bike.
Yeah, and not so it, just literally hit up Santiago and he'll give you
I'll direct you direction.
I think it's gonna be to the pavement though.
Not you need to ride the bike, not fucking scrape it. But
so we're coming up, for future notice. This is This is a 30-minute podcast, and I'm just looking at the time right now. We're at 38:35 seconds.
It's all good. We'll get to
Santiago. I just want to tell you thank you for coming out and making the time. I this was all winging it. We had nothing script. You know.
No.
This is
I like it.
Yeah, and I like it, Santiago. No, and he jumped at the chance. He was like, bro. 15 minutes, I'm there.
Yeah. And I put my chanclas.
I don't think he came in his bike though.
Nah. The wife let me borrow the legs. So,
all right. But, so hit up Santiago. Thanks for joining Getting It podcast tonight.
Getting
it. Santiago, it's awesome. Awesome interview. And again, hit him up with his. He's the founder of Baikiando. And if you have any questions, he'd be more than happy to answer.
Yeah, we'll get you on a bike somehow. You need to get a bike.
I should, bro.
You need to get a bike.
I do need to get a bike. Yeah, but I get Walmart bikes, and you won't let me in your crew.
It's all right. Like I said, all bikes are welcome. So
yeah.
We'll do it like that, bro. And pleasure to be here. Thank you for having
me. No, thank you for coming. And sorry.
It's been a minute since.
It has. It's in a scene.
We've always been in contact. Absolutely. Yeah. I haven't seen you in person.
Yeah. Hopefully, I can ride, seriously, one of these days with you guys.
I'll let you borrow a bike.
There you go.